Thanks, Kate. I'm here with folk singer-songwriter Kaya Cater. Thank you for joining us, Kaya.
Thanks for having me.
We were just talking about how this is Kaya's first visit to Indiana in our mutual appreciation of Parks and Rec. And although there's no Pawnee, Indiana, we're really glad to have you here in Bloomington.
Thanks. It's great to be at Lotus Fest.
How was last night?
It was really fun. We played in a beautiful church, and it was kind of amazing. I was saying on stage that it's kind of amazing to, you know, follow up a Tuvan throat singers.
And, oh, yeah.
And then sort of, you know, like it's an amazing lineup to be part of, so I'm really thankful.
Great. And Kai grew up with Canadian folk music in her hometown of Toronto and spent years learning Appalachian music in West Virginia. Can you describe distinctions between Canadian and Appalachian folk music?
Oh, distinctions. Yeah, there's a bunch. I find that there's more similarities than differences, honestly. You know, Appalachian music is music that was born out of, you know, immigration and, you know, hard times and suffering. And I think that's a lot of what you hear in the music. Is an expression of joy through that suffering, and I think it's a similar thing in Canada. Or, you know, it's a similar story that a lot of people in the New World have, and so I've heard a lot of Atlantic Canadian music, and the band before was playing a Quebecois tune, and so I think there's a lot of similarities in terms of not only tunes, but songs and just sort of songs about the human condition. You know,
right. Well, great. Yeah. Thank you for explaining.
Yeah.
All right. We can start off with a song now if you'd like.
Okay, great. This song is called Little Pink, and it's cool that we were talking about West Virginia because this is a West Virginian ballad.
Great.
Thank you.
time I saw my pretty little pink shoes standing in the old hall door, a ring in her hands and a crying soul, calling, come back, honey, please don't go. Now come on, little pink, tell me, what do you think? You're a long time making up your mind. I used to think that you's the prettiest little thing that ever the sun shone on, shone.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
So that was called Little Pink, and that's a West Virginia-based folk song?
It is, yeah. So it comes from Mingo County, which is, you know, in the southern part of the state. And I learned it from one of my teachers, Jerry Milnes, when I was going to college in Elkins, West Virginia. And the story is really, you know, at the outset, it sort of sounds like a love song where the protagonist is sort of lamenting that this woman, Little Pink, doesn't love him back. And there are little sort of allusions that you can find in the lyrics that point to why she doesn't love him. So she tells him in the third verse, she says, you know, I only want a railroad man. Like I don't need a farmer. And, and he's really upset by that. And what I was told is that this sort of love song is kind of an allegory for what the state went through, you know, during the time of industrialization and you know, coal mines and, you know, bringing railroads in to transport coal from the mines to the cities. And so, yeah, I mean, I think I love West Virginia. I really do. And I love the people there, and it has such an incredible culture and vibe, and I think that, you know, like I was saying before, sort of the challenges of being in the New World and maybe being one of the more exploited communities in your country, it finds its way into the music, right. And so that's why I appreciate that song.
Great, thank you for that background. I understand that you went to the Swannanoa Gathering in Asheville, North Carolina as a teenager, which was monumental in your dedication to old-time music. Can you please describe what made that a compelling experience?
Oh, Swannanoa Gathering. Banjo camp. Yeah. That's an amazing, also an amazing camp. You know, I kind of stumbled upon the banjo accidentally. A lot of people... I was going through TSA last week. I've been on tour for 3 months now, and I was going through TSA, and I always bring my banjo on the plane with me, and so I was putting it through the little, you know, security machine, and the TSA agent on the other side came out and said, oh, you play this? And I said, yeah, and he said, you don't look like a banjo player. And so I get that a lot, you know, what's like a girl with a Canadian passport doing, playing banjo music, playing clawhammer banjo. And, you know, I grew up going to folk festivals in Canada, and there was a particular person that I met named Mitch Podolik, who's the founder of the Winnipeg Folk Festival. And has two missions in life, and the first is to cook good barbecue, and the second is to teach people how to play the clawhammer banjo. And so I, you know, I was like 12 or something when I met him, and he just decided to give me a lesson. And his son is Leonard Podolik of the band The Ducks, if anyone's heard of that band, great band, and also a clawhammer banjo player. And so, you know, Mitch really encouraged me to go to Swannanoa. You know, I was living in Ottawa at the time, and I was playing the cello, I was playing classical music, And he encouraged me to go to North Carolina, to this, to the middle of the mountains, to this place that I'd never heard of, which has become, you know, a pattern in my life. And so I went down there. I remember my mom held a garage sale, and that's how we paid for my ticket and my registration. And I went there, and I really can't describe, I think, you know, the feeling of community that I encountered. And that was something that I've, and has been something that I've struggled with my entire life, being biracial, and being the daughter of an immigrant, father, is, you know, what is my place in the world, and what is my role as a displaced person, and, you know, what is my identity? And so I think, you know, when I was 14 or whatever, going to a place where, I wasn't questioned and I wasn't observed in any strange way, I was just, you know, another person that was interested in the Klahimer banjo. And I remember actually on that trip, John Paul Jones of, Led Zeppelin fame, was, taking a class too. He was, I think he was taking a mandolin class or something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, and nobody bugged him either. Like, people were really cool about it. Like, they knew it was him, obviously, but he was just another student. And so I think that, that sort of egalitarian feel that you have in old time music, you know, nobody takes a solo. It's all just kind of, when you get into a really good jam, it's about, you know, getting into that trance. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's reflected in people's personalities too.
Like, it's sort of an equal playing field. Like, everyone's part of the family.
Yeah. I mean, obviously there are issues in old time and in American roots music, with, you know, race and class. Mm-hmm. But I felt like at Swannanoa, at least as a young person of color, I was made to feel very welcome.
That's great. I think we can get into the second song now.
Sure, yeah.
What's this one called?
So this is one that I wrote, and it's called Paradise Fell.
Tenement screw. paradise fell in the tenement screw, the tenement screw. I'll dip you low and far into the depths of time and scan the waves along the west coastline till you come up for air. Glory everywhere, glory everywhere. So who's your maker now? Who's your maker now? The Sultan King or the Velvet Cell? Just keep on driving that wheel. Count your steps out loud. Count your steps out loud. So who's your maker now? Who's your maker now? The Sultan King or the Velvet Cell? Just keep on driving that wheel. Count your steps out loud. Count your steps out loud. And paradise fell in the tenement screw, swept my soul across the avenue. Paradise fell in the tenement screw, the tenement screw. Paradise fell in the tenement screw, the tenement screw.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
And that was Paradise Fell off of Nine Pin, correct?
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
And so Kaya performed last night at First Presbyterian, but there are two more chances to hear her at Lotus from 4 to 4:45 p.m. at Lotus in the Park, and from 7:45 to 8:30 p.m. at First Christian Church. And I also noticed that looking ahead, you'll be on tour with Rhiannon Giddens this November in the UK.
I will be.
She's another artist we're very much keen on, and so it's exciting to see that you two will be on the road together. And you've been well acquainted with Rhiannon Giddens for a while, is that correct?
Yeah, I have. Rhiannon has been really great to me. I met her when I was, it must have been the early years, so maybe 13 or 14. She came to the Ottawa Folk Festival with the Carolina Chocolate Drops, and it was really great to see this band playing music that I loved and people that looked like me playing it, which I hadn't really seen in the past. And also like this tradition of, you know, black string band music, which, you know, I think over the course of history has been largely neglected or forgotten, not in the communities, but I think in larger consciousness of like what old time and bluegrass traditions are. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, Rhiannon's been really, really great in terms of bringing that back into public consciousness. And she's also been really supportive of my career as a person of color and as a woman. She wrote me a letter of recommendation for a scholarship to a bluegrass festival, and that helped me get through college. And so, you know, even when I wasn't really making records, when I was just a regular person playing banjo music, she's always been really supportive.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, again, if you'll be in the UK this November, you can catch both Kaya and Rhiannon in the UK, but closer to home, you can see her again tonight, well, this afternoon at Lotus in the Park from 4:45 p.m., from 4 to 4:45 p.m., and then at First Christian Church from 7:45 until 8:30. I think we've got time for one more song.
Great, yeah. So I'm going to play you another one off the record. This is one called St. Elizabeth, And this is a tune that I wrote about my grandparents. They've been married for over 50 years. They just passed their anniversary in June. And a couple of years ago, my grandmother was diagnosed with dementia. And so it's been hard on all of us, but I think especially on my grandfather, who's sort of had to watch her drift away from him in mind and spirit. And so a lot of the memories that they shared together, he is now the only keeper of them. And so I wrote what I feel like he might be feeling and put it all into this song. So, St. Elizabeth, thanks again.
Thank you.
Rise up and fall, St. Elizabeth, I am king to your call in the mist. I am slave to your land, and I would die by your hand, Elizabeth. The church, it did call me, Elizabeth, to sing in salvation and joy. But the carriage is stained, and I'm broken and plain, Elizabeth. Take me up to your glory, Elizabeth, on white and screeching wheels. For the serpent has died, and I remain by your side, Elizabeth. Can't you hear me calling for midnight with black and rotten teeth, white roses all around and covered on? Can't you hear me calling for midnight with black and frozen feet, white roses all around and covered on the ground?
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks to Blockhouse Studio and all the WFHB volunteers who helped make this Lotus Live session possible. WFHB's Lotus Live Artist Shuttle is sponsored by our friends at Area 51. And now we go back to Kate at the WFHB studio. with more of today's special Lotus Festival mix.